WCBS 880's Todd Glickman is in Jerusalem as a tourist. Todd, when you planned this trip, you knew there was always a risk of danger, but missiles coming your way?
I had just finished touring the old city of Jerusalem, was on the light rail, and all of a sudden the sirens go off, and I looked up in the sky, and there were a couple of trails of white that all of a sudden literally exploded in midair.
This is Iron Dome, yes?
It's Iron Dome. It's the Israeli anti-missile system. And from news reports that I saw on television here, there were four missiles that were aimed towards Jerusalem. Two of them were stopped by the Iron Dome. Two of them were not, but hit in unpopulated areas.
Todd, I assume you're there among tourists, at times at least. What is the reaction you're getting? This is not exactly what any tourist economy wants to endure.
Well, of course, that's true. Wayne, but most people are taking this in stride. They know about the conflicts going on. They know that Israel has a very strong defense system. It's part of everyday life here.
Are you less likely to return?
Not at all. I'd be delighted to come back here anytime.
All right. Anything else that we should talk about, Todd, that you observed?
The light rail system is fantastic. It's about 3 years old now, and it's making great inroads in two ways. One, it's reducing the traffic, and secondly, you can see what we call transit-oriented development. New construction, new stores, new centers where people go all along the light rail line. So once again, we're seeing that the modern public transportation is really having a positive benefit.
It isn't like the Bergen-Hudson light rail line that doesn't actually go to Bergen?
That's right. This one goes, I believe it's a 22-kilometer stretch from one side of Jerusalem to the other.
You're already talking in kilometers. You better get home soon, Todd.
I will be home this weekend.
Todd Glickman from WCBS in Jerusalem. Stay safe.